Hey guys, what's going on? Headphones Neil here with a very special episode of the Android Realm podcast, or I suppose a post for the Android Realm. Nothing special for this episode, but I thought I would do a quick episode listing the top three features I thought for 2014 as we go into 2015. So the first one I thought would, or that I actually liked and is a very useful feature, is Active Display, which was released or initially released in 2013, I know, for the Moto X, at least the initial Moto X, but it's something that became, or actually that kind of took off pretty big in 2014, I thought, because there was an app release called AC Display, and it actually made its way into Android 5 in a, I guess in a basic form. I'm not sure exactly how much is in there, because I don't have Android 5 just yet, but it was released into the core of the Android UI, so I thought that would make that the number one feature, especially for me, because it makes it that much easier to see what notifications I received without any noise, and just by glancing at my device, so I can see when I get an email, text message, Facebook post, anything like that, and easily open it if I want, or swipe it away and just not see it anymore. So that topped my list. My second feature, though, is something that I actually kind of forgot about, but used here and there, and actually started using a lot more since Action Launcher version 3 was released. But that feature is a double tap to lock the home or lock the screen. So whether it's Action Launcher or any other launcher that has it, the double tapping to lock the screen just makes it that much, I don't want to say easier, but let's say you just don't want to use your home button, or your power screen toggle button on your device, or let's say it's broken and you want to be able to lock your screen in conjunction with using, let's say, AC Display or Active Display to unlock your screen, then using that double tap, or in the Action Launcher's case, there's double tap and triple tap, but you can do that just to lock your screen. So let's say you have a case on your device, or the power button's not in an accessible place, and you want to lock your screen, then just double tap or triple tap your home screen and your screen locks. So it's one of those underserved or underappreciated features that I actually like a lot. I've actually been using it quite a bit, as I said, lately to lock my screen. It makes it that much easier, especially if you're using a Bluetooth trusted device and you want to be able to lock your screen and not have anyone access it, then it makes it that much, makes your device a little bit more secure and easy to use as well. And the third feature is something I'm still playing around with, but it has been available for some time in basic form on its own, but in conjunction with another app as well, but it's the ability to have your notifications read aloud. This is done in conjunction with Tasker and another app called Notification Listener. So with Tasker, you can have your notifications read out loud. I found this a little bit finicky, just because it doesn't necessarily always work or work with all applications. I got it working a couple times, and then I changed it and it stopped working, so I'm not sure what I did, but essentially I started doing a Google Play search, and I found Notification Listener, and what that does, in addition to working with Tasker as a plugin, is allow that ability to have your notifications read aloud. So you can have something as simple as just the title read, the text read, which is a little bit finicky in that, for example, in Gmail, it'll read the entire email sometimes, and sometimes read a partial email, or sometimes read the subject. It has that ability to read the app name. So every time you get, let's say, a notification from an app, you can have it just read Facebook, Gmail, Hangouts, Messenger, whatever, and it'll read that aloud, so you know that you got a more customized notification rather than just a notification. And you can use them in conjunction with each other. So let's say on a broad scope, you want to hear every time a track changes on Pandora, you can have it say Pandora, the title of the track, and then the author name. Or let's say in general you wanted to use for all your music apps, so if you're using Pandora, you switch to Google Play and you wanted to switch those tracks, it'll do that. Same thing with Spotify and things like that, or you can use it for all notifications. So every time you get a notification, it'll, if you're in Pandora, it'll say Pandora, the title and the author, and then if you get an email, it'll say, for example, Gmail, the sender, and the subject, and you get that full mix of notifications read out loud. The only problem or the limitation I've had is that it plays it every single time, and whether you're on headphones or not. So for me, I've had to do a little trick of setting my headphones to zero when they're unplugged, or the headphone media volume to zero when unplugged. That way it doesn't keep speaking loud, especially if I'm sleeping or in a meeting. And then increase the volume when any headphones are plugged in. That way I can hear those notifications as they're read to me, whether I'm at work, at the gym, wherever, so I hear them at all times. It works good, or so far it works well as far as the media volume at zero, because if I'm at home and my sound is on but my media is zero, I get my default notification message, so, or tone, so that way I know that I got one. So it works out pretty nicely so far. I'm still playing around with it to figure out the settings a little bit, but once I figure all of that out and I get a good working version for a good portion of notifications, I'm going to tease a little bit for something I'm going to work on for next year, but look out for something next year if I get that working, so I'll leave it at that. But I'll have links to everything that I've mentioned in the episode that can be applied to all devices. So AC display for the active display ability for non-Moto X and non-Android 5 devices. Action launcher for the double tap and triple tap to lock your screen option. And Tasker and notification listener if you want to set up that ability to have your notifications read back to you. Especially if you... I know the third one is, for me, is the biggest thing because, for example, let's say if you're listening to Pandora a lot. I'll use that example a lot, but if you listen to Pandora a lot and you want to hear your track titles and you don't want to have to take your phone out of your pocket every time, or let's say you keep it in your pocket all day and you just want to know what you're listening to, then it makes it that much easier. You can make the app name optional, but you can hear that track title every time it changes and you get that information. So definitely worth checking out. But that's all I wanted to cover for this particular episode. No particular sponsors or anything like that, but I'll have the links in the show notes in case you guys want to check them out. They're still available. And of course, you can get in touch with me, headphonesneil@yahoo.com, Twitter at PatelN01, Facebook, Google+, voicemail at 714-451-6574. This show and all shows on the Geek IO Network at geek-io.net. But that is all for this particular episode. Happy holidays and happy new year to everyone. See you guys in a couple of weeks. But thanks for tuning in, and until next time.